Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Rock on me.
Oh, did you hear me knocking? I was going like this. Snooki, crack on me?
No.
Welcome,
welcome to It's Happening with Snooki and Joey. Joey's, again, hungover. What a mess. And I can't wait to hear the story, but welcome to the show, bitches.
Where have you been, bitch? Where have you bloody been? That's going all over TikTok, and I'm pissed off that
So where are you, honestly?
Oh, my God, girl, who knows? I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Are you in Kentucky?
I was in Kentucky. Did you know that Kentucky and Ohio are right next to each other?
No idea. I'm not great with geography.
Me either, but the fucking map. Right now, I'm in West Virginia. I'm in Huntington, West Virginia right now. But I flew into Cincinnati.
Sick.
But Cincinnati is inside of Kentucky.
Cincinnati?
It's in Kentucky.
Well, I think that was like in Boston or something.
I don't know.
What is happening?
The Cincinnati airport is in Kentucky. Or is this airport just called Cincinnati? I don't know, girl, but... I flew into Kentucky, and then I had to drive for 3 hours here in a car.
Oh my God.
A passenger van with 12, like six other people.
Wait, so what is this for? Why are you at like a fight?
Oh my God, how embarrassing.
I'm so confused. Like, what is happening? Okay. Is this a part of your contract?
Yes, unfortunately it is.
Because you wouldn't go there just to see a random fight.
No, it's a big fight. So it's called Rough and Rowdy, and it's Barstool's amateur boxing league, and it's like a real it's not professional by any means. I don't think it is though. I don't know. So there's a bunch of fights. There's like nine or ten different fights happening, and two of them are like our employees. My friend Alex Bennett, she's the one I'm here for. So they have, I guess boxers have walkout crews. I didn't know about this. What's his name? Mayweather?
Walkout crews. Like ring girls?
There's the, oh, girl.
I don't get it.
You're getting ahead of yourself, Snooki. Walkout crew, it's like all your posse that comes out with you. And they like do like a little act or whatever. It's like you come out and like you just like show like your, what's your name?
Are you a posse?
Yes. Oh my God. So it's like the bachelorette party. She has all these bags.
Ew.
She gave everyone the bags, all this like stuff we had to wear. Like, her name's Million Dollar AB, like Million Dollar Baby, but her initials are AB. And she's fighting someone named Cupcake. There's first transgender fighter, fighting him. There's a girl named Brittany, but she's a transgender woman. She's fighting a man. There's two different midget fights.
Oh, I don't know about that.
But now they bamboozled me. First of all, the West Virginia here, it's very, very...
Why do you sound like that?
Because I was drinking till 4 a.m. and you woke me up.
Talking so slow.
Wait, I'm on pills, so I'm still in my...
A mimosa at the front desk.
They don't have... Bitch, I'm in West Virginia. They have room service.
You're not like at a nice restaurant or a nice hotel? Get some mimosas.
No, it's not. I think it's the nicest hotel this town of West Virginia has ever seen. But, yeah. So West Virginia, it's a very, I wouldn't say bumpkin. It's just like it's very different.
I'll say, oh my God, you're talking like a weirdo.
It's very different. I'll say that.
It's much. Very.
Wait, do you remember when we went to that haunted the haunted house and that woman kept talking with that weird accent? And we're like, why are you talking like that? She was going.
Wait, she was acting. She was literally acting. We were making fun of her. We're like, why are you talking like that?
She was like, now this way you go. And I was like,
we're like, shut up.
So now I got bamboozled. Originally, I was just supposed to be with the posse. It's like a bunch of, it's like six or eight of us, and we're all walking out. We're all wearing cute outfits. They got us a custom, like, real boxer shorts. So cute. And then
Muscle. Honestly, I can't wait for your raise.
Oh, girl. So I went to, what was he going to say? Oh, yeah. So now that was supposed to be just that way. I walk out, and we all scream, and we cheer on, and we wait for the thing to fight, and, like, she fights, and then we, like, all walk out together or whatever. But now they want me to be a ring girl for the fight. So now I have not only have to walk out there. They have to walk out there. Then they want me to take off my outfit and then be in my zebra bikini and then get in the ring and, like, walk around with a sign. And then...
Oh, they're literally slutting you out.
I know.
What a sin.
I'm afraid I'm going to get gay bashed here because it's very backwoods. That's what I want to say. It was very backwoods, West Virginia.
Well, yeah, everyone's going to scream and be like, oh, my God.
I think it'll be fine because actually yesterday when the transgender fighter was there, everyone was super nice, but not the fans. These were all fighters. So I think everybody has a way in. So I think they're being polite. But I feel like if it feels too rowdy, like someone's going to throw a beer bottle at my head, I might not wear the bikini. I might just, like, you know, go out. But you know how annoying it is? You have to, like, perform. Like, you have to act like, oh, yeah, we're going to kick your ass. Like, it's like, it just seems like, you know, I'm going to have to.
Wait, is there like a ton of people there? Is it like a crowd, like a UFC fight, like a stadium?
Yes, a stadium.
Ew, bitch, bye.
I know. So I have to do this in front of people. But I'm going to read the room. The security, our security team is like, if we think it's safe and you think it'll be fine. We could do it. If not, just, you know, do whatever you're comfortable with. But what are they gonna do to me? Kill me for wearing a zebra bikini? We'll find out.
Well, they could boo you, which is embarrassing, and then they could also,
I'm not even, like, working. Said, like,
they could throw bottles at you.
That's what I mean. I don't think. I hope they don't have bottles.
Yeah.
I went out and met some locals last night. And
who'd you go out with? Yourself?
Oh my God, the boy I have a crush on at work. Two boys.
Is he straight?
Yes, he's straight.
I knew it.
He's very, very cute. And his father is an executive at SNL, so we can go to whenever you want.
Calm down.
I won't say.
Is he privileged?
I don't know. I don't think he's an executive. Like, he's not like a bit like a rich person. I see he's like, you know, has pull. But yeah, so I
imagine if he got you on SNL.
No, he is. I gave him a free haircut at work the other day. On SNL or just in the audience?
No, like working on SNL.
I would die. Oh my God.
Imagine.
Pete Davidson used to work there. Oh, he still does. Poor thing.
Is he really in therapy?
Yes, Kanye scared him.
Who? Oh, Kanye.
He's traumatized.
So I really want to know the real story. Like, Kim broke up with him because he wanted to marry her and she got spooked.
Is that what happened?
I don't know. I'm hearing totally different things.
I thought it was a contractual thing. Like, she said from the beginning she was just DTF. She wanted to see what that big DE, that stands for.
Oh, down. Yeah. Calm down, DTF. We made that up.
Big dick energy. I know. Did you guys?
No, she owes me money for that. Thank you.
Kylie posted a picture and we're out and about on it. I sued her.
Oh my God, I know I'm jumping around, but
like me today, I love it.
I have a plane traveling in Seaside and Ortley and Point Pleasant and Belmar. Guess what my sign says?
Joey, onlyfans.com _ Joey Camasta.
No, dumbass, the Snooki Shop.
Stop. Oh my God.
Like, so everyone's seeing it. Everyone's seeing it on the beach on Twitter and they're tagging me and I'm like, oh, my plane's up. It's really freaking expensive, by the way.
Was it more expensive to do that or the billboard you made?
It was probably like two billboards cost.
My God.
But like, you know how people, like the other day I was going for a walk with Angelo, and I saw a plane like right over me. It was so close, but it said, "Will you marry me?" So, so those are like cheaper, but like a business one, it was a lot. But if you guys are down the shore and you see my banner, make sure you take a picture and tag me. I want to see what it looks like.
It says, and it's they drag it behind the airplane.
Yeah, and it says, "The Snoopy Shop, come see me."
How'd you learn to do that? Just Google to get by airplane at ad space.
Well, I always see it because I'm down here and they're always driving, you know, in my backyard. So I texted Steph, who is my publicist for the Snooki Shop, and she hooked it up.
How exciting.
I know. And I'm doing a VIP event soon in Beacon, New York at the Snooki Shop. We're going to have Messy Mama. We're going to have champagne. My VIP events, I'm bringing them back. So much fun. Basically, you're drinking with me and shopping, and we're taking pictures, and we're being besties. So, when is that? I want to say September 10th.
In Beacon?
And no, Joey's not coming. Yes, and Joey's not coming because he always says he's going to come, and then he doesn't. And everyone brings freaking presents for him. He's the worst.
I'll come if we can go to that restaurant across the street. Beacon is so cute.
No, we are. So, it's Steph's birthday. So after the event, I think we're going to go to Roundhouse. They are so hard to get in touch with.
You know.
Like, I don't know how anybody gets a reservation there. We try and call. We try and book things online, and we just never get an answer back. So the Roundhouse, if you know anybody working there in Beacon, New York, we want a freaking reservation. Thanks.
Because they have a cool waterfall. They're too good for us now.
No, it's like they're so exclusive.
It's very exclusive. I can't wait to go.
It's happening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
But I wild out last night drunk.
Shocking.
Can you buy pay-per-view? I don't get credit for it, but if you want to watch me, anyone, you can go to buyrnr.com, like RNR, like Rough and Rowdy.
Oh, it's on tonight?
It's on tonight. Pay-per-view, it's only $25, but you get to see me and see if I get bottles thrown at me in my bikini. But it's going to be fun. And there's two midget fights, which is always fun. The first trans fight, there's two brothers fighting. There's two. I might be performing fellatio, but yeah, go Freak. To buyrnr.com and you can watch the big fight. Starts like, I don't know what time fights start. Oh my god! And I got to do the pre-roll. I had to be like, and now welcome to the show.
Like the full fight.
I already taped it a while ago. It's basically like the intro to the pay-per-view. Like when you buy pay-per-view, like before the show, when you're waiting for the show to start. Me and my friend Rowan do this, like this video. We talk about the fighters and like tell them what's coming up, and coming up, we're doing this. So I was like, kind of like the host.
Yo, coming up.
You don't want to miss this.
Coming up next.
Wait to a say. Oh my God, Nicole.
What?
Honey.
Oh my God, you guys. Why didn't we start with that? My brain is not working. Oh my God, you guys. Messiness. I know you guys watch it. So we have Tori as my co-host, Adam, and Teddy. And you guys, Teddy freaking passed away last week.
I was so sad.
Oh, my Teddy.
I mean,
literally horrible. Only 32 years old. And I feel like, you know, when we first met him, he was just like so welcoming. And we felt so close to him already. We went out to dinner with him and his brother. And he was just such like a nice human being, so funny, and just the sweetest person literally I've ever met. And I can't believe it. Then we have press for Messiness in like 2 weeks. And I'm just like, I don't want to do that. Like, we're all going to be in tears just like talking about Teddy the whole time. It's just, it's so awful. So rest in peace to our friend Teddy. We love you so much. Oh. And his poor family and friends and everything. Like, literally only 32 years old. Ugh. Teddy.
Yes. We love you, Teddy. Rest in peace. We'll see you. I'll see you very soon, actually. How do we
yes. So we love you. We're dedicating this podcast to Teddy, and obviously the whole next season of Messiness, we're going to be dedicating that whole season to Teddy.
Listen,
Godspeed.
Godspeed, sweet boy. We love you.
We love you.
I've been over here last night. Oh, can you have them host? What are they doing?
Who, my kids?
Is that Sissy?
Yeah.
Tell her to do a round off at the kitchen table.
Oh my God.
So I got waste last night. Everything closes earlier here, I think. So
what, like at 2?
Yeah, I think it was 2, but I don't know how I see it. Maybe I was in a shady place and that stayed open. But in most places I went to like 3 different places and there was gays everywhere I went. Like lots of
Wait, were you by yourself or were you friends?
No, I was with like all the hot party from work.
Oh, okay.
All my girl posse stayed in, they didn't answer me. But so as they say, at close, we get back to the thing. I wanted to keep partying. Like I wanted to keep drinking. So we all back to my friend Justin's room. He's like,
were you staying the Holiday Inn?
No, this will be out. I'm staying at this place called the Delta Hotel. And it's like it's right by the arena.
Everyone's gonna stalk you now.
Well, come and get it, girl. If you wanna hook up, come over. It's actually nice. It's like nicer than you would think from the area. And the downtown area here is pretty cute. Anyway, I couldn't get alcohol. We're all partying back in the room. I'm like vaping like an animal. I can't believe I can breathe right now. And they wouldn't service alcohol downstairs. And there was a place called Sheets we were supposed to get alcohol at. They and I sent the boys out on an adventure. They is that my Gianni, my baby boy?
Yeah, say that again. I can't hear you.
Is that my Gianni, my baby boy?
No, what you were saying.
The whole thing about waking up about the alcohol?
Yes.
Oh, was it breaking up? Was I breaking up? We couldn't get alcohol anywhere, and I wanted to keep drinking. So I was like vaping like an animal in the room. And
where did all your friends go that you were with?
They were all with you. We didn't. He said he had alcohol here. So we're trying to call the people that are sleeping because we know we have alcohol that we brought on a road trip from like one of our sponsors, but no one answered their phones. And our passenger van, there was vodka in there. We couldn't get
in there. Oh my God. It's like you're 7.
I called the front desk asking, like begging them to like sell me a bottle. They're like, first of all, they misgendered me. They said, Miss, it's 4 a.m.
They said, ma'am.
Yeah. They said, Miss, it's 4 a.m. I said, do you have room service? And they
unfortunately, oh my God.
But I'm starving because I didn't really eat yesterday. Actually, I'm lying. I had McDonald's on a 2-hour car ride and it was fucking everything. But yeah.
Where did you get McDonald's? The double cheeseburger and a large fry and a diet soda.
Very close. I got, yes, kind of. I got a Big Mac meal. I got a 20-piece nugget. I only had 10. Thank you. And a cheeseburger. Oh, I'm sorry.
And French fries.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, I have to be in a bikini tonight, so I have to watch my weight. I don't want to look fat in front of all these locals.
Good luck with that.
Stop.
Do you still know how to do makeup anymore?
Yeah, I just did your makeup.
No, I just did your makeup. So my bestie from preschool, she is getting married next weekend, which Joey is doing her makeup. So Joey's going to be coming to the wedding and I'm a bridesmaid. And it's like a fun wedding. Like it's in a backyard. It's not like at a crazy, you know, venue where, you know, there's going to be a million people and crazy expensive. It's just going to be like a nice chill wedding, which I'm so excited for. But when she asked me to be in the wedding, I was like, of course. And then I was like, when is it? And she was like, August 27th. And I'm like, oh my God, Lorenzo's birthday. So we are celebrating. I'm down the shore right now. We're celebrating it tomorrow because his birthday is August 26th. So I'm going to have to, you know, spoil him all this week and I'm going to have to leave him on his birthday. What a sin.
What?
I feel like, you know, yeah, I feel like I'm going to be celebrating him this weekend and then it'll be fine.
Wait a second. I didn't realize it was almost the 20th. I was like, why is she getting so extra? Like asking what time I'm coming, what time I'm on the train and stuff. I was like, I thought it was like in 3 weeks. It's in 2 weeks. It's in 1 week.
Yeah.
6 days.
I know. So I have to go get my dress and then I have to do all this shit. But I'm so excited.
Should I
wear a suit? Joey's going to do the makeup.
Yeah. Do you want your makeup done?
Should you what?
Should I
bitch.
Should I wear a suit?
You should ask her. Be like, what should I wear?
What if I came?
Because it's an outdoor wedding. I don't know if you're supposed to like be like so done up.
Yeah, if it's hot out, I'll have to start disrobing.
So Jersey Shore was on
Oh,
last
that's what.
night, family vacation. And I just want to apologize to everyone because the whole episode was just all of us sitting on a couch arguing. Well, I wasn't arguing. If you saw, and this is spoiler alert, but if you saw, everyone was arguing on the couch, like Angelina and Jenny. Then Mike came in and Lauren was arguing with Angelina. It was just a hot mess. And you see me behind the couch. I want you to
I know.
watch it just to see my face.
Yeah.
I'm giving everyone just like dirty looks. And I'm just like sitting there freaking miserable. Like my face is so upset. And I didn't even realize I was making those faces. It was like resting bitch face, but like horrible. And I'm
Hate
just like
that.
giving everyone dirty looks. And I'm like, ugh, ugh. Because this is San Diego. It's the first day there. We get into our roomie suite and everyone just starts fighting. I'm like, holy shit, we're going to be here all day. Bitch, we were there all day. We got there at like 2. We didn't end till like 6 o'clock. So everyone was fighting, sitting on that couch for that long. That's why the episode was just everyone fighting on the couch. But we heard the pool party. There was a pool party downstairs and we heard it the
Oh,
entire time. Like my favorite songs
I love
down
pool
at the pool
parties.
party. And I'm stuck in this freaking room listening to everyone fighting. And you just see my face so miserable, just looking at everyone like, oh, I got to get a screen grab. If you guys can screen grab it for me and post it to our Facebook
Oh
page,
my God, I want to see it.
please do. Because I want to see Joey's. I want Joey to see how miserable I looked.
I hope they,
I
I
was
have.
literally giving everyone dirty looks because I just wanted to be down at the pool party.
What were they fighting about?
Well, if you watch the show, you would know.
I think I know what it is.
Oh, Jenny was fighting about Angelina and
About the
the.
podcast.
Well, they were fighting about like the speech, and then
The
Lauren
speech.
and Angelina like blocked each other. It was just like, oh my God, it was so stupid. I'm like, bitch, I am so over this. I don't care about any of this. I just want to go and enjoy my vacation because I was only there for like 4 days.
You should
So
just leave again if
make
you
sure you guys
decided.
catch up on the show. It's a freaking nightmare. You guys have to watch it.
Wait, are we allowed to talk about the thing we're doing at your house for a lot of money?
No. But
Nicole,
we could
sorry.
tease it that there's something really, really cool coming out.
Nicole,
You
you're so
guys are gonna
cheesy.
like what you see.
Nicole, you're so cheesy. I can't.
Oh my God, stop. You guys, that was a hint.
Oh wait,
Joey just dropped a
wait.
hint.
So the VMAs are coming up, and I've been working overtime. Between Joyer and Opal,
Calm down.
I've been trying to get. First of all, I want to get on the red carpet as a correspondent. And Opal told me that I can't do that because I'm the worst friend, and I don't hang out with him, and I only call him when I need something, and he like yelled at me. And that's simply not true. He told me I'm
I
turning.
mean, it's true. You should take him out to dinner.
I want to. So with Joyer,
Turning to
Jenny. He told me I'm turning into Jenny.
who?
I said, I'm not at all. That means Jenny like never
How rude.
that doesn't it's too busy for everyone. But so Joyer is my loophole. Joyer texted me and she goes, I'm coming the 26th. I said, yeah, wait a second. Through the weekend of the VMAs is we'll be at the wedding anyway,
Is
right?
it?
It's the 26th.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to that shit.
You don't have to perform.
I just don't want to go to any MTV awards anymore because they always put us in nosebleed. Like, we're not a part of the network.
Yeah,
So, I
I
just don't want to
know.
go to any awards.
Oh,
Just saying.
I have some news for you.
Oh my God, what? You freak show.
I'm coming out.
Wait, that boxing picture that you posted, you
So,
look like a corpse.
like skinny?
Like you literally look dead.
The one of my
No,
eyes.
just like you look like a zombie that like just came out of the grave.
Well, yeah, it was a 45-minute class. I almost died. You were
You
there.
looked it.
Wait, that was her old
Oh,
picture.
shout out to our friend Adria.
Oh,
So
so
I'm
she
so upset
won.
because I had to work, but Adria, she works at Rumble. So there's a Rumble, it's like a boxing workout place that I'm obsessed with. You do boxing. It's like it's literally like a club. Like they turn the lights down, you have strobe lights and everything, and you box and then you go on the treadmill. So it's like back and forth. Adria, our girl, got a job there
That's so exciting.
and she had a friends and family event on Thursday. And I was like so excited to go. And then of course I had to work. So I'm like, cool. But me and you have to go to one of her classes because, you know, she's teaching now. She's like, that's her job now.
She's been
if anyone is in the area by Livingston, New Jersey, our friend Adria does classes there and they just opened up a Rumble. And if you've never been to Rumble, try it out. It's freaking so much fun. It doesn't feel like a workout. Well, it does. You know, you're like dying, but it's fun because that's you feel right. like you're at a club and it's just such a fun environment. So congratulations to Audra.
Congratulations. I know she's been for many years. She's been wanting to work at Rumble and Peloton. So good for her. She got one of her dreams came true. That's sweet. Zoe, what are your
she
dreams?
She did it, Joe.
What are your dreams and hopes?
My Zoe? Dreams?
Yeah.
My dreams is to, my dreams already came true of having a store and have tan babies and have wine. So now my next dream is to have my own winery and like a bed and breakfast.
Yeah. You already had all. You have three. You have three babies, three houses, three stores. Maybe three is your new lucky number.
Three. No, I like four. Oh, and I'm getting a dog.
Stop. Are you?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Stop.
I think I'm gonna get a dog in the fall.
He.
But yeah. Holy the kids have been begging for it, and I'm like, you know what?
I'm so excited.
I'll give you guys like. You know, a chance to show me that you really want a dog, like clean up your room, you know, like mom stuff, like do your chores, be a Sarah's good kid, watching. And then I'll reward you. So maybe in the winter, I'm going to get him a dog.
Do you know what kind you want to get?
I just want to get like a small dog.
A little fluffy one?
I can't do big dogs. They're going to like jump on me and shit and they're going to ruin my house. I want to start for our first dog. I want to start with like a small one.
Yeah. Otherwise, when the kids try to walk them, they'll get like thrown away or like ripped away.
I know.
I'm so
and you should get a cat because you need you need a therapy cat.
And I think I have to get two, though, because I don't want it to be by itself. Then they'll probably team up and be mean.
So get brother and sister.
No. What if they have sex?
Or you could get a couple. And then they do it, and then you have kittens.
Yeah, that's too much. I want two, like, siblings, like two brothers or two sisters, like, not a brother and sister. Like, or maybe. No, I don't know. I'd rather
maybe.
Just do the same so I can be like, girls, knock it off. I'm going to call them girls anyway, but I figured.
Cut it out.
Do you think it's too late to call out of work today?
Oh, my God. No, you have to perform.
No. In a bikini. I'm gonna start drinking now. There's no
alcohol. Yourself.
What should I order? Let me see what's not gonna seamless. I'm so
honestly, hungry. I would get like two mimosas and an omelet and some and toast.
Let's do it. Wait, oh my God. My air conditioner trick worked. This is on TikTok.
You're lying.
Oh, I swear on my mom. I did it. I was screaming like an animal. People thought I was getting raped up here.
All right.
I'm going to tell you how to do it. Hold on. So.
If you guys know me and Joey, we love when our rooms are cold. So when we go to hotels and stuff, it only goes down to like 65. Yeah, I would love for it to be like 60. So it's like freezing. And you're under like, you know, the yummy cozy sheets in the hotel. But it never goes down over 65. So Joey sent me this TikTok where the guy figured it out. And he... You know, he had to like hit a few buttons and then it goes down to 60 and Joey did it.
I'm gonna play this TikTok for us right now so you can do it. I did it here and it worked. I was screaming up here like an animal. It was the most exciting day of my life, to be honest. All right, here it goes. This is what you do. If you're in the hotel and this is I'm talking about the Honeywell thing that's on the wall. So this is how
Shut you up.
Do it. Yeah.
Quick tutorial. You wanna get your AC lowered to 65 in a hotel, put it in VIP mode. Display hit off on and then up, boom, you're in VIP mode. Now you can go all the way down to 60.
He was doing the up arrow, so it's very chilly in here, and I'm under like all these blankets, and I didn't know what time of day it was. The blackout curtains really are something else in hotels. It could have been, I thought it was still like in the middle of the night, and so until I heard my phone going off, I go, oh
I wish.
Yeah.
That's the worst feeling when you wake up and you know it's like 9 o'clock, but like everything's still black. You have the blackout curtains and you're cozy in bed and it's cold. But then you realize, oh my God, I have to work tonight. And then you have to get up and like function. Like that's the worst feeling in the world.
It's happening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Do you remember the best day of our lives when we were supposed to get up early for work and then there was a COVID outbreak and we locked in our room and we got to order
still had to work though.
Not that day, did we?
I feel like we still went in. Or no. So we didn't work out all that day. And then they ended up testing us that night and then we had to work the next day.
I miss COVID.
Oh my God, that was the best freaking day of my life.
I know. We got McDonald's and we got stuffed crust pepperoni pizza.
And we slept all day.
I love it.
Oh my God, the best day.
I really don't have to work until 7 o'clock legally.
Oh my God, stop talking like that.
Now I will talk about. I'm kidding.
I'm literally gonna say cry and mama on my meatball show. And then I'm gonna cancel this because I'm like, forget it.
No, stop. Don't take away my livelihood.
You already have another show. You're fine.
I don't get paid for that show.
You didn't even tell me you were traveling yesterday.
I didn't know. I forgot.
Literally the worst.
Wait, do you think I have dementia?
Well, you're getting there. Yeah.
Well, shit.
Happy birthday to mom.
Oh, it was mommy's birthday.
How old is she?
She'd be 69. That's old.
Did you have a breakdown and celebrate her?
No, I didn't cry this time because after I saw the picture of the NASA stars, I don't think that God's real anymore. So I don't really think she's even out there to hear me. So I didn't do anything special.
Oh, you're a freak show.
I know. Wait, I need someone. I need
God's not going to like that. That's why you're going to hell because you don't believe.
Ooh. Let me get my stories here. I need my glasses for this.
Yeah, I feel like you've been hungover the last couple shows.
Well, you know I do Thirsty Thursdays every Thursday. It's my thing.
Do you?
I have some news. Where are you going this weekend?
Are you not listening to what I'm saying? I'm having my son's birthday party.
You didn't say that at all.
Are you kidding?
No,
I just said we're missing. You're not listening. I said I'm missing my son's birthday for the wedding, so we're having it this weekend.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Who? What kind of
theme? You do have dementia.
What kind of theme are you doing?
No theme. He's 10. He doesn't want anything.
Oh.
He's just like, just celebrate my life, please. Do you ever see Harry Styles in the city?
No, did you?
I feel like he's always walking around the city. Does he live there?
I'm sure celebrities live everywhere. He's hooking up with Olivia Wilde in the gym. Did you see that?
Olivia Wilde.
Wilde. Yeah, I think they got caught kissing in a gym and then they went
somewhere. Oh, she's definitely older.
Yeah. Oh, Leah likes Harry Styles. She's disgusting. She thinks like sexual thoughts about him.
Who?
Leah.
Ew.
No, Harry Styles. He wears all those silly costumes. The hell out of here.
Selena Gomez and Tyga were spotted together in a nightclub. What?
Can I say something?
Ooh.
Can I say something?
Yeah, I don't think he's cute.
I'm going to say something very taboo, especially with the Mickey Mouse. I don't think Selena Gomez has star quality. She's not main character energy. She's like very, like I was watching a performance of her like as a singer. I couldn't.
Oh my God, you're going to get attacked by the Selena Gomez fans.
On. She's just not talented and she fucking sucks. Sorry. And she had that dumb cooking show.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. I was watching videos of her. Like when she's singing, maybe she stopped singing. Is that what she does? She's a singer or she's an actor?
She was both. She is both.
Well, listen.
You know she suffers from like a disease.
Well, that doesn't mean she can be. That doesn't mean she doesn't have a. She just doesn't have a star quality. You can have all diseases you want.
I disagree.
You think that she has star quality?
Yes, I think she's an amazing singer. I love her acting, and I think she's gorgeous.
I'm not convinced.
I disagree, but
I know. Well, that's we're the new hosts of The View. Should we talk about politics?
I kindly disagree.
Well, she's got. Then I want you know.
Imagine we started fighting each other.
Wait. Well, she's. I just want to let her know that she's.
Imagine we broke up live on air.
Yeah, she's up for review. So she has this time now. She's not canceled yet, but she has to step her pussy up if she wants to remain on my top list. We all saw what happened to Zendaya and Northwest. We don't want to get them in that category. But now I'd like Zendaya.
Oh my god.
Character. But yes, Selena, you have this is your last chance to impress me and save yourself from elimination. Have you watched the RuPaul's Masked Singer? The Masked Drag Queen?
No, I haven't seen it. How is it?
Really?
I have to catch up on my Paramount Plus. Oh, by the way, bitches, Paramount Plus, I have a deal for you guys because you can watch all the shows and all the RuPaul's that you want. I have a 3 month for you, bitches. Wait, let me get the code.
Wait, I love
Paramount. Since I work over there.
I know.
Same. They have everything on there, all the movies and everything. Let me get the code for you, bitches. So you get 30 days for free on Paramount Plus. That's where like my show is and Joey's talk show, RuPaul, everything's on there. Big Brother, The Challenge. So you can binge all of that and, you know, tons more freaking movies. Use code REALITY. It's all capitals, REALITY. And you'll get 30 days of free Paramount Plus. Bitch, that's a full month free. So you're going to like what you see there.
Well, do you think Thanks. If I use that code, I can like I don't have to pay for a month?
Yeah, cancel your thing and then use another email.
Maybe I cord cut it. Did I tell you that? I don't have cable anymore.
What does that mean?
Cord cut it. So
oh, yeah. You canceled your cable.
Oh, my God. And I had my TVs on my wall by TaskRabbit. Now I have so much more room for shit.
Well, look at you.
My counters. Do you know what I mean? Like, now I have like so much more room to decorate. The holidays are coming up. Do you see all the Halloween stuff in the store yet?
Oh my god, stop. I mean, I told you about
Bath &
Body Works, how all the candles are out. I am so obsessed. So I just went to Michael's. Everything is out. Ugh, I can't wait to do my what's it called? My porch. That's like my favorite thing to do. You get all the hay stacks and you do the stalks and you do the pumpkins everywhere. Oh, I just love fall. I'm so over this.
So I'm gonna set my mother's corn stalks on fire 1 year.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
They could have burned the house down.
Lisa done burned the house down. So yeah, Selena, step it up. Everyone go use Paramount Plus. Make sure you go to what was the thing? We're not ending, but what is it called? What's the other last thing we're just talking about? Paramount Plus and
what?
Wait, what's the show? I told everyone to watch. Any hoodles.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
I was trying to do a recap of that segment. Paramount
Plus. Oh, for Paramount Plus?
Yeah. Cord cut.
Use code REALITY for 30 days free. Thanks.
Okay. In other news, let me see here. Did you hear all the drama with Brangelina? T.
No, what's happening?
T. Do you know that?
Yeah.
They're about to spill it. Do you know I just started using Snapchat to get dick pics? It's very exciting. Here we are.
Sure.
So basically, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, they broke up in 2016. Do you know why they broke up?
Was she jealous about Jennifer Aniston?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I miss Jennifer.
Yeah, she's.
Oh my god, I didn't pay my credit card bill.
You know what? How much is your bill?
Probably $1 million.
Really? For $1 million, you think it is?
No. No, 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 no.
Do you have to pay it every month? You have to pay it every month?
Yeah, bitch. Like, doesn't everyone?
Oh, I guess so. Well, oh, my God. Remember yesterday, last week when we were talking, you said that Anna Hayes didn't feel good? Well, now she left.
Wait, who?
Anne Heche died, remember? Right after we said it.
Oh my god, I know. Poor thing. They took her off life support.
What a scary thing. Don't drink and drive. Was she drinking and driving?
No, she was high on cocaine, so this could be you.
I don't drive, thank God.
Thank God.
Angelina was this drummer. They didn't break up because of anything. They broke up because of Brad Pitt tried to attack them on a plane. The whole family.
Wait, what happened?
You haven't heard about this?
No.
Okay, so Angelina is coming forward. She alleged that Pitt grabbed her by the head and that the shoulder shook her and pushed her into the bathroom and yelled at her, "You're fucking up this family." They were on the private jet from Paris to New York City with two of their children. And I think all the kids were there. "Are you okay, mommy?" she said. He punched the ceiling and then he lunged at a chokehold. Holder says, according to Jolie, the comment prompted one of the children to relate, "It's not her, it's you. You what is PK? You fuck." Oh, sorry.
Oh my God.
"It's not her, it's you, you fuck," which she said enraged a Pitt. Then the actress allegedly said that she saw him run toward one of the children like he was going to attack them, at which point she said she got Pitt into a chokehold and then tried to break by throwing himself and pushing back onto her and chairs behind her. And then he punched the ceiling. He caused over $25,000 worth of damage on the private jet. And he said, during the fight, Jolie said that Brad Pitt said that one of her children looked like a fucking Columbine kid. And I guess I was making fun of his outfits. But he was like, Jolie also said in the report that Pitt continued to drink during the two-legged trip flight, later pouring beer on her, spilling red wine stains everywhere. He was fucked up on the plane and like attacking his family.
Oh, and my God. There's
bruises that she's showing up. Like, why is she doing it? I think she's doing this after all this time because of what she did in the, because she snuck behind his back and sold the winery and didn't tell him. I thought they just got in a fight over something else. But no, it's like they're in a custody fight now.
And I didn't even know they were, I didn't even know they were on the rocks.
Well, they're divorced.
Bitch, I have no idea what's going on.
Well, yeah, so. But I guess she's now Brad Pitt.
So he's an abuser?
I don't think he was an abuser. I just think he was drunk and he wiled out on the plane. It was like, you know, she's mad at her and taking it out on the kids. They've been like.
Oh, yeah. But in front of the kids, awful.
Well, they're like 19.
Doesn't matter.
Well, anyway, guess who he's dating now?
Olivia Wilde.
No. Angelina Pavarnik. They were stitching.
Stupid.
They were stitching noodling at a local Taco Tuesday restaurant right in Staten Island.
You're so stupid.
Dating Emily Ratajkowski, that hot model that just got cheated on by her husband.
What?
What a hot couple. I want to watch them do it.
See, I think she's hot, but like her face is beautiful. I just feel like she's so freaking skinny.
In other news,
I just pay my credit. I want to die.
Tell me what the number started.
Not even telling you. What
charges were on your credit card?
Just like a lot of shit. I don't know.
Do you pay bills on it? Do you pay bills on it?
No. Oh. No.
my sister's birthday. I
need
wild.
To be cheesy. I need that cheesy check ASAP.
You're so cheesy, Nicole. there's a second wedding. But your boyfriend Ben Affleck's having a second wedding with fucking Jennifer Lopez. It's like, first of all,
I'm over him now. Honestly, like, they're just so like PDA, and like, we get it. You guys are together. I'm so turned off by him now. I'm over it.
Plans are in motion after Affleck's Georgia estate for the actor's second wedding to Jennifer Lopez this month. This weekend following their Las Vegas ceremony last month, a marquee was seen being constructed on the riverfront property Thursday as employees toiled through the day for preparation for the star-studded ceremony. Meanwhile, the couple was spotted shopping in Savannah, Georgia. What are they doing in Georgia? Is that where that's where he lives with his kids?
I don't know, but I'm over them.
Did you get an invite to the wedding?
No, and I wouldn't go.
Did you get invited to Teresa Giudice's wedding?
No.
I did. I didn't go. I'm only kidding. She doesn't even know my name.
Why would you get invited?
I didn't get it. I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
You would definitely go to be a thirst trap.
I don't know. Probably not. Page Six also. I'm sorry. Sorry. It's Happening.com also learned that celebrity life coach and podcaster Jay Shetty is expected to officiate the much-awaited wedding. Okay, yeah, there's too many weddings going on. First of all, you're both married. JLo was married 900 times. Ben Affleck was only married once, I think. And you're fucking 50, everyone. Reel it in. Weddings are cheap.
Is Tom Holland still with Zendaya?
Let me text him. I don't know.
Sorry.
I watched a movie the other day, yesterday. Did you know that?
Uncharted?
I watched movies like from like years and years ago. I watched The Perfect Storm. Have you ever seen that?
Many moons.
With Marky Mark and George Clooney.
Yeah, it's so sad.
I didn't know it was sad. Someone told me to watch it. They said I was like,
Did you cry?
No, I was annoyed. They all died.
You didn't cry when like he was like drifting off to sea and she was talking to him in her head.
Yeah, I guess a little bit. George faked him out and said, all right, let's get out of here, buddy. And they went up to the water and he didn't go by himself. And he just stayed. The captain stayed with the ship and told himself. That's what the reason number
that's
five,
what I would
900
do.
Million five that I don't fuck with the ocean.
Oh, yeah. Same. I don't go in there.
Mm-mm.
No, thank you. I won't be in Please have been lovely. You know, I got a lot of shit to do, guys. I gotta go get balloons. I gotta go get a sheet cake for this party. Shout out to Eat Clean Bro. Eat Clean Bro is catering the whole party tomorrow because I wanted to give my mother-in-law a break. You know how she slaves over cooking? She literally will wake up at 3 o'clock and start cooking all these plates and everything. And I'm like, not gonna happen because then she's exhausted. You know, during the day trying to do everything. So I'm like, you are not doing anything. I'm going to get a catering service. So I went with Eat Clean Bro. Shout out to Jamie. He's going to come tomorrow with all the plates and everything. He has a live pig or not a live pig.
What?
A dead pig, but it's like a full pig.
Oh my God.
He made pickles. Just watch my story tomorrow. I'm going to show all the freaking food. It's going to be insane.
Oh my God. Should you tell him that I lost my
Shout out to Eat Clean Bro. If you don't know Eat Clean Bro, there are friends in Jersey.
Yes.
And they have all these meal preps. So if you want to, like, you know, eat healthy and stuff like that, or if you're training and you just want meals ready to go, Eat Clean Bro is amazing. I'm pretty sure they deliver all throughout the tri-state, and he's trying to actually ship throughout the whole country. So check him out. He's amazing, and I can't wait to see all the food. So everyone watch my story tomorrow. You're going to see this shit go down. And I got a dunk tank. And
what?
I got a candy machine. I know, it's so fun.
Do you want me to do a pop-up performance, a comedy routine?
You're in Stupid Kentucky, Illinois.
Oh. I fly back tomorrow. Dave won't let me get on the private plane.
Well, enjoy yourself. Well, imagine.
Yeah. I'm going to confront him tonight.
Go take a nap. You sound weird.
I gotta take a nap, but if you want to see me tonight in my bikini... it starts like at 8 o'clock at night. Go to buyrnr.com. It's like $25. But it's gonna be worth it because you can see me get gay bash live. Snoopy,
oh my God.
Lovely. Make sure to go to the beach and take pictures of Snoopy's sign that flies around the air. Make sure to subscribe.
Yes, please.
Subscribe to my OnlyFans. I'm selling cum videos in the DMs for $50. And Messy Mama Wine.
Disgusting.
Messy Mama Wine. Yeah, I have to go back to bed. I'm sorry, everyone.
Strawberry Wine. All right, we'll see you guys later. Love you. Bye.
It's happening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.